Tom, what's going on, brother?
This is a good time to say that I was seen partying at Tryst with Vince Young in his heyday, popping bottles of Cristal for three nights straight, right?
I understand how you spend $6,000 in Vegas, because I was out there for a bachelor party, and I understand how the numbers run up.
Do they have a TGI Fridays on the Strip?
We do have a TGI Fridays, but spending $6,000 there is definitely no small feat. So anywhere else in town, though, becomes really easy. I can find plenty of ways if you guys come out here to drop $6,000 in about 5 minutes.
All right, South Carolina hosting Missouri. What do you think?
This number opened up at 10, and it really hasn't gone anywhere. Obviously, the big question with this game is the status of James Franklin and what he can do. Last week, they were pretty fortunate to hang on and dodge a bullet against Arizona State. The biggest move in this game, though, Brent, the over-under opened at 52.5, down to 49. I think Spurrier is going to want to make a statement, and Missouri has no idea what they're getting themselves in for.
LSU-Auburn. Auburn certainly did not look good last week, but they got the win. LSU is rolling. What do you think?
Number open 17.5, been bet up to 20.5. Finally saw some Auburn money enter the market today, down at 20. Awfully tough to back Auburn in this spot when you talk about their inability to pass. But some interesting stats I was able to dig up. Going back to 2000, Auburn actually 8-3 as a home dog against SEC opponents. You talk about some of these teams that aren't used to this role. Auburn apparently fares pretty well, and it doesn't happen all that often.
Todd, what about, and this is kind of going ahead, because there's a lot of double-digit lines that aren't that substantial. Did we ask about the Titans yet? We haven't, right?
No.
I saw that the game opened relatively even offshore, right? What's it doing now?
This Tennessee number actually burst through the three yesterday. That's where it opened up offshore. Seeing 3.5 is the prevailing number. But the interesting thing about this game, about 9 out of every 10 bets from talking to the sportsbook directors here and offshore, coming in on Detroit. However, keep in mind that the Patriots were only a 4.5-point favorite on a closing number week one against the Titans. I have the Patriots a lot heavier favorite on a neutral field against Detroit, but it may speak to where Tennessee is right now. Obviously, you guys know all too well about the issues Chris Johnson's having and the ground game.
Skipping ahead to next week, because UT plays Akron. I mean, that game's not that interesting. What kind of opening line do you expect to see in the Georgia game?
With the Georgia game, the way it's going right now, I think Tennessee obviously going to be a sizable underdog in that particular contest. And, Clay, I don't have it in front of me. Are they at home in Knoxville against Georgia?
No, it's in Athens.
You're looking at a number there, about 10.5 to 11. The interesting thing with Georgia is they opened up as a 13.5-point favorite this week against Vandy. That number didn't hold for long. It actually blew through those key numbers pretty quickly, and we're seeing a 15.5 to 16 for that game on Saturday.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas. You can catch him on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
But since we were talking about VY, what are the odds that he gets back into the league?
I think he's got a much more likely chance of taking snaps for the Toronto Argonauts than he does any of the 32 NFL teams at this point. But, man, what a tough way to go. You talk about a guy who was drafted with such high promise, and obviously his career hasn't exactly gone the way you'd like.
With CJ, with him not, you know, rushing too well, are there any type of bets that you have when he will first get to 100 yards?
We don't have any props like that, Blaine, but I know his rushing totals have been adjusted down. I actually spoke to one offshore bookmaker who doesn't plan to offer any CJ props for the next couple of weeks until they have a much better idea of what we're going to see. I'd have to think right now you'd look at an over-under for him this week against the Lions at about 55.5. I know it sounds rich, but if he's going to do it 1 week, he's got to do it sometime soon.
Who are the top three performers for the Heisman so far, if you had to give odds? I know Geno Smith's been playing very well, but yeah. Who else is in that top three list?
Geno Smith, definitely the favorite, and a good prelude to a column you guys will be able to read and Outkick the Coverage tomorrow is breaking down some of those Heisman guys. And my numbers, you look at Jonathan Franklin out in UCLA. He's kind of risen up the board pretty quickly. Matt Barkley has fallen off. And then the one guy who, you know, I think is a long shot, I know you brought him up last week, Blaine, is Javaris Jones out of Georgia.
He's a great player, man.
Well, what's the most, lastly, I just want to ask, what's the most underutilized bet?
In terms of which are we
just
talking
about?
Just
any bet. Any bet that a lot of people don't know about.
The one thing that people don't play a lot of when you talk about mainstream wagering are over-unders. People just don't feel comfortable trying to break down a game where they see Florida, for example, a 25-point favorite this week against Kentucky with a total of 51.5, 52. You know Florida, you think, can go out there and win, but how many points does Kentucky put on the board, and where's that number need to go? For whatever reason, the general public seems to feel much more comfortable betting on a particular team rather than the combined points.
What about Michigan-Notre Dame?
This number got as high as 6.5. There was some sharp money that hit this number about 40 minutes ago, so we're seeing some 4.5s and 5s at this point. This series historically has been pretty close,
yeah.
So I think if you're looking at this game, you have to side with Michigan. Notre Dame's defense really impressed me last Saturday, but I think there's still some serious concerns on the offensive side. Everett Golson, 14-32 passing, and they were only 1-14 on third down. Awfully tough to cover 6 points when you have those type of offensive efficiency numbers.
What about Florida State Clemson, I'm sorry.
Florida State Clemson number, I got into a heated debate with a bunch of people on Twitter. They thought this number should be 10.5, 11. It actually opened at 12, immediately bet up to 14, and that's kind of where it sat. I think the public will come in on Clemson seeing the fact that they're the number 10 ranked team in the country. But this game, eerily similar to betting patterns we saw with Michigan, Alabama. This is a Florida State defense I actually have rated third in the country behind only Alabama and LSU.
I'm not sure about if they play. I know they play in a couple. I think they play in a couple weeks. If you had to do the odds maker, if Mississippi State is undefeated, and Clay's talked about this a lot, and then they end up playing Alabama, both of those guys would be 7-0. What would be the odds going into that game?
You kind of throw the records out when you look at two teams like that, especially given Alabama and how they've been the point spread darling early on. Obviously didn't cover against Western Kentucky, as I'm looking through my notes. No, they're a 50-point favorite this week, but you figure that Alabama opens up a pretty sizable favorite in that particular contest, especially even down there in Starkville. You figure the Tide about a 17- to 18-point favorite.
What about, both of them be 7-0 at that time, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, what about Tennessee and Mississippi State? Because that's the game a lot of people are circling October 13th and saying this could be the future of Derek Dooley one way or the other. Mississippi State's probably favored, right? How would you see that line playing out if it were going to be played, say, next week?
I actually only have Mississippi State by my power numbers a 1-point favorite on the strength of home field. I think a lot of that will change based on what we see out of Tennessee in that Georgia game. If they look impressive there, this number will get adjusted. But the Volunteers, I know a lot of the wise guys were very disappointed in their performance last week. I thought this was going to be the game they turned the corner against Florida. So we've all been kind of scrambling to adjust down our power numbers for Tennessee at this point.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Right. Enjoy the games this weekend.